Now we come to a verb form, which is not actually used much in English nowadays, but it is used a lot in Dutch, and that is may I, which is mag ik, M-A-G, mag, mag, mag ik. It's seen as a little formal nowadays, isn't it? But in Dutch, we use it all the time to express, to be allowed. May I? May I? Mag ik? Mag ik is part of the fourth special trigger verb. So, may I do it?
Mag ik het doen?
Mag ik het doen? And how would you say, I am not allowed to do it?
Ik mag het niet doen.
Ik mag het niet doen. And how would you say, he's not allowed to do it? Now this is a trigger verb.
So it's, hij mag het niet doen.
Well done. Hij mag het niet doen. How would you say, is it allowed? May it. That's what we say.
Mag het.
Mag het. Or is that allowed, simply?
Mag dat.
Mag dat. Is that allowed? Okay. How would you say, may I? Am I allowed to buy it?
Mag ik het kopen?
Mag ik het kopen? How would you say, may I have it, please?
Mag ik het hebben, alsjeblieft?
I didn't say formal or informal, did I? So the informal has the informal je in the middle, if it pleases you, and the formal has the u in the middle. So if you please is...
The formal?
Yes.
Alsjeblieft.
Alsjeblieft. And the informal?
Alsjeblieft.
Alsjeblieft. So, may I have it, please, is informal?
Mag ik het hebben, alsjeblieft.
And the formal version would be?
Mag ik het hebben, alsjeblieft.
Mag ik het hebben, alsjeblieft. En mag ik het hebben, alsjeblieft. Now, in English, may I and can I is often changed and confused. And this does actually happen in Dutch occasionally as well. But we really do use mag ik to express to be allowed all the time and much more so still than in English. But, you know, in English you say, may I have a coffee? Yeah? And coffee, you mentioned that before, is simply coffee. K-O-F-F-I-E, the coffee. Okay? So you would say, can I have a coffee? But in Dutch, you really would say, mag ik een koffie? So how would you say, you can have the coffee?
Je mag de koffie hebben.
Je mag de koffie.
De koffie hebben.
Je mag de koffie hebben. Now, to say you formally are allowed something, you would think it has a T, wouldn't you? But with mag, it doesn't. They really are mavericks, these special trigger verbs. So it's, I'm allowed, ik mag, je mag, and also, u mag. And of course we know that I and he are the same, so it's mag. So it's mag all the way. So you're allowed to have it formally is?
U mag het hebben.
Make it a nice pursed lip.
U mag het hebben.
U mag het hebben. Good. How would you say he is not allowed to have it?
Hij mag het niet hebben.
Hij mag het niet hebben. How would you say, when is he allowed to have it? When can he have it?
Wanneer mag hij het hebben?
Wanneer mag hij het hebben? And how would you say, who's allowed to have that?
Who mag dat hebben?
Okay, that happens so often because it's only natural that you're thinking of that. But who is wie? Wie. So how is who and who is wie?
Wie mag het hebben?
Or that?
Wie mag dat hebben?
Wie mag dat hebben?